Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wait, now the roots on fire. It's incredible how crazy liberals are, how crazy this administration is, how mentally ill, on the scale of mental illness, they're like off the scale. If you have been with me for the first 2 hours, it's like a crazy parade. First of all, don't forget an outspoken activist named Gwen Berry standing on the podium after receiving her bronze medal in the hammer throw, competing for the Olympics on the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. And the national anthem started while she was on the podium, and she placed her left hand on her hip and shuffled her feet, took a quarter turn so she was facing the stands, not the flag. Her back was to the flag. And she pulled up her black T-shirt with the words activist athlete emblazoned on the front and draped it over her head. Phew. I feel like it was a setup, she said. They did it on purpose, meaning they played the national anthem on purpose while she was finishing in third place. The other two that won the gold and the silver are both Americans. This is the American, you know, attempt to get in the Olympics on track and field. The other two, Deanna Price and Brooke Anderson, faced the flag and placed their right hands over their hearts. But she says that she was set up. They had the opportunity to play the national anthem before we got up there, she told the New York Post. She called out event organizers for being inconsiderate to her despite her questionable behavior while her nation's anthem was being played. It was real disrespectful, she said. Isn't this funny how liberals think? You just pissed on the national anthem, but we're disrespectful to you. It's disrespectful to play the national anthem because that offends you. I didn't want to be up there, she said. Like I said, it was a setup. I was hot. I was ready to take my pictures and get into the shade. They said they were going to play it before we walked out. Then they played it when we were out there. But I don't really want to talk about the anthem because it's not important. The anthem doesn't speak for me. It never has. Oh, my God. It's just insane, the levels of mental illness and communist thought process that goes on in America today. Berry's gestures drew virtually no reaction from the still-filling stands, but 2 years ago she was sanctioned by U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee for raising her fist on the podium after winning at the Pan Am Games. This time around, U.S. officials have said they will not punish athletes who raise fists or kneel at the trials or in Tokyo. I just think it's absolutely disgusting, disgraceful, and they should all be kicked off the team. I'm sorry. And I'm a guy who believes in free speech, but not free speech that I hate my country while I want to represent my country. That's not free speech. That's madness. If you hate your country, you have no right to represent your country. You should just go to another country. Go represent, name the country in Africa or Haiti or Venezuela or Cuba or Mexico. Or how about your real communists? Why not Russia, the old Soviet Union? Why not the old People's Republic of China? You know, Zimbabwe? Go represent Zimbabwe. Go be on the Jamaican bobsled team. But if you really hate America, what are you doing disrespecting Americans and the American flag and the country of America on the podium? And you know how I feel about the COVID shot. It's experimental. Nobody should take it. If you're just tuning in now, I would guess my biggest audience on the West Coast and in Vegas especially is now, the 5 o'clock hour, which is 8 o'clock East Coast. So you missed the first hour where my guest was the inventor of the mRNA technology that makes up the vaccine. Without the mRNA technology, there is no COVID vaccine. So he invented the COVID vaccine, for all intents and purposes. And he was the guest on my show. And you missed that in hour number one. However, I'll give you some recap. He's pretty much himself kind of anti the vaccine. And he invented the main ingredient of the vaccine. But he can't believe, based on international law, what's going on. Because he, the inventor of the mRNA technology, said over and over again in my interview that everything that's happening is against all the laws of the world, that you can't force anybody to get an experimental vaccine. You could enforce a vaccine, not an experimental one, a real one. You know, like polio, smallpox. You know, those are all vaccines that kids have to get. And you can enforce that. You can say you can't come to school without those vaccines. You can't go to work without those vaccines. You can't play in a sporting event without those vaccines. It's legal to do that. But it's not legal, he said, under any circumstances, to do that for an experimental vaccine. This is an experimental vaccine. It does not have real approval yet. They've done very little testing. It was rushed to production. And there's a lot of dead people, and there's a lot of injured people. And is it a small percentage? Yes. But that's just now. You don't know what it's going to be a year from now. You certainly don't know what it's going to be 2 years and 3 years from now. And listen, the other thing, the other issue is, you know, in Europe there's 15,000 reported dead from the vaccine and 1.5 million injured from the vaccine. In the United States, it's over 6,000 dead from the vaccine. I don't know how many injured. Don't have the number in front of me. But I think it's over 100,000. But here's the thing. It's going to get much higher. And I know lots of people who got the vaccine. And they are dying or they died. And they died of heart disease. They died of cancer. They died of diabetes. They died of strokes. They died of all kinds of things very soon after getting the vaccine. I'm hearing this. It's an epidemic. I know that four pilots on British Airways, all in their 40s, in perfect health, all died in 1 week, 2 weeks ago, after getting the second vaccine. As soon as they got the second jab, the four pilots died. Now, I'm assuming they all had wives and kids. You know, 40 and 50-year-old men have wives and kids. Their wives and kids will never see them again. They were forced by British Airways to get the vaccine, because all these airlines forced their pilots and all their crew to get vaccines. And now they're dead. And British Airways says it has absolutely nothing to do with the vaccine. Yeah, right. In their 40s, mostly, and one in his 50s. Never in trouble in their lives. All four dead in 1 week. One airline. What do you think is happening in all the other airlines? I mean, again, there's no report about this. There's no reporting in the news about this. If there are delays all over the United States going on right now, and this past weekend, is it possible those delays are because the crews are so sick after getting the forced vaccine? Is it possible a lot more people have died? I mean, can you even believe four British Airways pilots in their 40s and one in their 50s all died in the last week, and there's no other deaths going on in any other airlines from being forced to take the same vaccine? Can you believe that? I don't believe that. So there might be a lot of pilots who have died. It might not be four. It might be 20 or 30 or 40. Certainly maybe 10 or 15 dead in the prime of their lives. 40-year-olds. Airline pilots making $200,000, $300,000 a year. And how many are sick? And it's not just pilots. How many crew members, how many flight attendants are sick after getting the vaccine? Badly sick. I know a lot of people who, when they get the vaccine, you know, even the ones who are not sick for life, even the ones who are not gravely injured for life, even the ones who are not dead after getting the vaccine. I know, just me, Wayne Root, I know like 10 people, a dozen people who got the vaccine and were sick in bed for 3 weeks. So if there's a lot of flight delays over the coming months, weeks and months and days, the media will never say it, but I think you can figure out why there's flights being canceled. Because there's probably a lot of crews that are short of employees. There's probably a lot of flight attendants sick right now, lying in bed with the worst case of flu of their lives from the COVID vaccine. And maybe they'll be crippled for life. Some of them will die. And there's probably a lot of other pilots besides those four on British Airways. And no one is talking about it. No one. Just like no one is talking about 576 preborn babies have died following their mothers getting COVID injections. So this is like an abortion, right? These are pregnant women. The baby's in perfect health. The baby's close to being delivered. Their ignorant doctors tell them to get this vaccine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. First of all, why would you get the vaccine? Explain to me. If you're 80, if you're pregnant, you're not 80. You're not 80 in a nursing home. Why would you get, why in your right mind would a pregnant woman get a vaccine with a baby in her bun? A bun in the oven, a baby in her stomach. Why would you feel the need to get the vaccine? Is everybody, none of them read? None of them know what's going on? None of them know there's 15,000 dead in Europe? None of them know there's 6,000 dead in the United States? None of them know there's 1.5 million gravely injured in Europe? None of them know there's 576 preborn babies dead in their mother's stomach? None of them know that. None of them know that in Sydney, Australia, where they just shut down for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. None of them know that there's 70, as of yesterday, there were 70 people sick in Sydney, a city of 6 million. As of today, they're claiming 130 are sick. Can you imagine shutting down a city of 6 million and everybody's small business and everyone's restaurant and everyone's shoe shop and everyone's newspaper shop and everyone's gun shop and everything there is to do all shut down? Your business gone, your income gone, because there's 70 people in a town of 6 million that are sick with COVID. And by the way, they don't mention most people with COVID have no symptoms. And they don't mention most people with COVID are old. They don't even work anymore. What does it matter? You don't need to close anyone's business. This is a communist attempt to destroy all of our economies in the world. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, it's funny because in the last break, not in this break, but in the last break, a friend of mine had exchanged texts with me. My buddy lives in Los Angeles. I won't name him. I don't want to get him any trouble in L.A. You could probably be killed for this stuff. They'll probably, you know, murder you in the middle of the street. Lynch you. First of all, he sent me a photo. That's how the conversation started. He lives in a beautiful luxury condo that's probably worth like $800,000 in a nice area of Los Angeles. And across the street from his condo are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that I count, 8 tents with homeless people living in them. Literally, you could see it from his window. You could see it when you pull out. This is the whole L.A. There's tents everywhere on all the sidewalks. Homeless people living everywhere. There's no rule in L.A. to stop a homeless person from just setting up shop in front of your shop or in front of your home, your luxury home, and ruining your neighborhood. So we were going back and forth on that. And then I mentioned, did you see the NFL today? Did you see their newest TV ad for the NFL? The NFL is gay, the NFL is lesbian, the NFL is transgender, we are the NFL. That's a sum up of the ad. The sickest stuff ever. The NFL is transgender. The NFL is lesbian. Last I checked, there are no lesbians in the NFL, you liars. And my buddy is a smart guy and a successful guy. He said, I don't get it. Do they want to increase their audience base by 0.00000001%? Is that what they want? Because that's how many people are lesbian and transgender that watch the NFL. 0.00000001%. And then what he didn't mention, or maybe he doesn't understand, is that's how minimal you'd increase your audience by doing crap like this. How many of the real audience of the base, the NFL, who are
all straight, white, male conservatives who love Trump. That's your base of the NFL. And I'll bet you most of the black and Hispanics who like the NFL are also male, straight, macho, and leaning to conservative, certainly moderate, and can't stand this stuff. You're going to lose your entire base. So while you're increasing your audience by 0.00000000001%, you're also losing 40%. And then he says, I played a tournament this weekend, and two of my teammates told me of friends of theirs that, and he's a hockey player, so he must have played in a hockey tournament. Two of my teammates told me friends of theirs that have kids that are going through gender identity issues, and they blame all of this wokeness on completely confusing children. And he says, I don't know much about the parents' backgrounds, but it was a topic of conversation after a game we were all at the restaurant. You're going to hear more and more of this stuff, I'm sure. So this is, for all of my gay friends, I have a lot of gay listeners on this show, gay Republicans. A lot of them. And they love me. They think I'm great. They love this show. And so I don't think his comment had anything to do with gay people. He didn't say they don't know if they're gay or straight. He said they have gender identity issues. That's a level so far beyond whether you're gay or not. I have no problem with the whole gay issue. To me, it's settled. Gays want to get married. Get married. Who cares? My issue is the whole transgender issue and the confusion of children making choices or their parents making choices for them. Well, they're all under the age of 18, under the age of consent. Your mother is choosing to make Billy into Barbara. Are you crazy? Making Christian into Catherine. You're all nuts. Making Harry into Hillary. You're just freaking crazy. What are you doing? Making Max into Michelle. What are you doing? Making Wayne into Juanita. What are you thinking? You're making your kids change their sex at birth? You are really confusing these poor people, these poor children. And you're going to ruin their lives for the rest of their lives. I mentioned Energize Health's big event coming up in the last hour, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned it again in case people are listening in hour three and didn't hear in hour two. Energize Health is that great system, breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. I look great. I feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look incredible, and I look so many years younger than I am. And I want you to know there's a big event coming up here in Vegas, July 10th, Saturday, July 10th. Noon at Ahern Hotel, Energized Health event, free to everyone. All you do is go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events. Is it worth 60 to 90 minutes of your life to hear from Wayne Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee, how this can change your life and make you look 10 or 15 years younger and make you healthier? Is it worth it? Energizedhealth.com, live events.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll from the partial condo collapse in South Florida is now up to 28 after another body was found. That leaves 117 people unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying that the weather down in the area is affecting the search and rescue efforts.
The bad weather, unfortunately, has caused some temporary pauses of the work, specifically lightning, which, as you know, is not safe for conducting the search effort.
Tropical storm Elsa making landfall in Cuba. The tropical storm is down to 50-mile-an-hour winds. The storm expected to roll across the island nation today before tracking into the Gulf of Mexico. It is currently forecast to make landfall again on Florida's west coast sometime Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroots, another email from a fan. Wayne, why would anyone get a vaccine? Oxychloroquine. He doesn't even mention ivermectin. Ivermectin is just as good or better. And you don't need a doctor's prescription. You get ivermectin in any animal feed store. Any animal feed store. If you have a horse store anywhere near you, they've got ivermectin. Every doctor I speak to says that's how you take it. It's the same thing. It's not like there's a different one at a drugstore versus a feed store. Ivermectin's ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak or ivermectin are so effective against COVID, doctors keep telling me. Wayne Root can't say. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But it used to be back in April of 2020 and March of 2020 even. I was talking about this stuff and Trump was talking about this stuff. And, you know, you couldn't say any doctor told you. It was just me. But now there's all these studies that show hydroxychloroquine without zinc, without Z-Pak, reduces death by 84%, 100%, 200%. But anyway, he says you can take all these effective medications like hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And by the way, that's not the proper way to say it because zinc is not a medication. It's a vitamin. It's just a nutrient. But he says, I don't understand it at all. I listen, Dave, I agree with you. I don't understand it at all either. It's so crazy. So crazy. You're not risking your life with hydroxychloroquine. Remember, they tried to convince you that was the problem. You were risking your life with hydroxychloroquine. Remember, the whole thing was, as soon as Trump said it, it became the Trump drug. And all these people did not want Trump to get credit. So they badmouthed it and said it caused heart problems. And now there's been all these studies, and there are no side effects. My doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, says it's safer than Motrin. There's nothing. But where there is heart problems, for real, is the vaccine. The vaccine absolutely gives some people heart problems. It absolutely causes heart inflammation. And nobody in the medical profession cares about that. The CDC had an emergency meeting about all the heart problems with teenage boys. And it's such a dramatic increase for teenage boys in heart problems if you take the COVID vaccine. And then when it was over, after they disclosed all that at the meeting, then they announced that they recommended for every teenage boy. What? There's something so wrong going on in our country. So wrong. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, the Liberty Projects. As you may know, I don't publicly endorse charities very often, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. And these are not vets as in veterinarians, these are vets as in military veterans, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about veterans. Having been through the red tape, they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. Vets and horses, in particular, wild Mustangs. What could be more patriotic? Many great things about the Liberty Projects that I could tell you, but I only have a minute here. So I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. You know, right-wing watch is one of my enemies, right? One of my vicious enemies. They literally record every word I say on every show, and they try and find one line and take it out of context or try and make me look like a fool or an idiot with one line, you know, one line or one tweet out of 30,000 tweets and literally millions of words that come out of my mouth. They'll try and find one and either take it out of context or sometimes, by the way, I am wrong. Or sometimes what I say is stupid. You know, like one sentence out of every million is stupid and the other 999,999 are great? They don't mention that. To me, that's very close to criminal. That's misrepresentation. That's fraud and it's wrong. And being that they don't do it to the left, it's one-sided, it's biased. You know, the only people I listen to are conservatives. So guess what? They got a little taste of their own medicine today. YouTube removed all of their videos. Right Wing Watch had all their videos removed from YouTube. And they appealed, and it was rejected. They're off YouTube, Right Wing Watch, if I'm reading this correctly. Right Wing Watch is gone, and they got a taste of their own medicine. They exist for only one reason, to target, destroy, and remove conservatives. And they have been banned by YouTube. And by the way, YouTube thinks they're a hate speech site. Here's the tweet from Right Wing Watch. Our efforts to expose the bigoted views and dangerous conspiracy theories spread by right-wing activists has now resulted in YouTube banning our channel, removing thousands of videos. We attempted to appeal, and YouTube rejected it. Now, I have two things to say. Number one, bravo. That's great. You got to taste your own medicine, you losers. Maybe they took one thing out of context and made you out to be bad guys, and now you're evil, and now you're gone forever. You're banned, just like Twitter banned me. You deserve it. Good for you. This is the only way to fight back. You got a taste of your own medicine. Guess what I'd say on the other side? What I also say, I should say. I think it's a mistake by YouTube. I'm on the side of Right Wing Watch. My mortal enemies who lie and distort the truth and take my comments out of context and just hate every wonderful patriotic conservative thing I say. I would fight for them. You know why? Because nobody should be banned, right or left. No one should be banned. But I think it's good that you've got a taste of your own medicine. I hope you're recording me now. I hope you're going to report right now that Wayne Root says he's on your side. He'd fight for you. I'll come be a witness in court for you. They should not be banning anybody, conservative or liberal. This is America. Remember, I keep saying that I'm Jewish, and yet the Nazis marched through Skokie, Illinois when I was a kid. I think it was 77 or 79. So I was either 16 or 18, and the Nazi party marched through Skokie, Illinois, a Jewish area. And even though it's terrible, even though it's awful, even though it was filled with Holocaust survivors with tattoos on their arms, even though all that's true, that's what makes America great, free speech. So while I hate Right Wing Watch, and while I think they're disgusting, while I think they're a bunch of communists out to hurt a wonderful patriot like me and a good father and a good person and a businessman and a guy who's never done a drug in my life, never smoked pot, never smoked a cigarette, never drank alcohol. I mean, if only America was filled with 300 million Wayne Roots, can you imagine how great it would be compared to all the people with a Democrat next to their name in all these inner cities that murder and loot and rob and kill? My God! Don't you thank God for a guy who's never smoked, never drank, never hurt anyone, never mugged anyone, never murdered anyone, never hurt anyone? Don't you thank God for that? Don't you wish we were 330 million people like me? Don't smoke and don't drink, nice guy, raised four wonderful kids, one of whom just graduated Harvard recently and is now going to be Dr. Dakota Root. You think I'm a good father? Love my kids, take them out to dinner three times a week, spend lots of time with them. They're all good kids. Oh, if only the world had more Wayne Roots. And these guys want to destroy me. And I'd like to testify on their behalf if there's ever an opportunity to do so. You know why? That's what makes America great. Wayne Roots behind Right Wing Watch. As terrible as you people are, and as much as I'm happy, you got the same taste of medicine I got when Twitter banned me. You didn't complain about that. You didn't say you take Wayne Root's side about that. But I'm going to show you how big I am. I'll take your side. Nobody should ban Right Wing Watch or any other liberal organization, just like they shouldn't ban any conservative organization. How do we allow banning in America? You know, it's like if you're going to stand there and say, oh, my God, no restaurant owner should have a right to say I won't serve a black person at the counter. I agree with you. But should the restaurant owner be allowed to say, I won't serve a white person at the counter, or I won't serve a conservative at the counter, or I won't serve a patriot at the counter, or I won't serve white, straight males at the counter? They offend me, I won't serve them? No, the answer is, if you can't ban black people from your restaurant, then you can't ban whites or Republicans from your restaurant. If the answer is that you shouldn't be allowed to ban Wayne Root at Twitter, you shouldn't be allowed to ban Right Wing Watch at Twitter or YouTube or anywhere else. Isn't that an interesting take on things from a guy who's, they tried to destroy me at Right Wing Watch? But it doesn't matter. What's wrong with that? That's America. Liberals have a right to be liberal. Commies have a right to be commies. Wayne Root has a right to be a conservative capitalist. And I don't think anyone has a right to ban or censor anyone. So yes, Right Wing Watch, Wayne Root is ready to stand up for you. How do you like them apples? Even though I think you're liars and frauds, even though I think the way you do things is wrong, when I say the word fraud, to take someone's words and take them out of context and misrepresent them, that to me is wrong, immoral, fraudulent, misrepresenting. Whatever word you want to use, I'm an opinion guy, that's my opinion. But it doesn't matter. You have a right to do it. It's America. I have a right as a conservative to try and ruin liberals. Liberals have a right as liberals to try and ruin conservatives. And by the way, if they don't do it, you're not going to ever ruin me. The only thing you do is you have liberals only watching you. You're preaching to the choir, and you have every right to have that.
My feet hurt.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and un...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men, mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang related. I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that President Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more out for me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, the statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for his an investigation. That's De Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, some sort of liberal bastion. But he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes too. But we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level, but they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, exactly what you said. People on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
If you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So you the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions too. And they're going to say, time for us to just back up a little bit. We'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, the hypocrisy of the left, is the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free reign to do whatever they want. To use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle them. We saw this in Portland, Lee, when the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, citizens who live there, but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, well, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police, they put leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.